This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You invoked his name as well. TC is here.
Oh, great.
Let me hear from him.
Let me hear from him because he will.
All right, you hear from him.
Have an irrational take. TC, what's going on, big dog?
Hey, man, what's up? Hey, what's up with my three brothers?
What's up, TC, man? Tell us why you hate Kyle Shanahan.
Go ahead, TC. Okay. Say the same thing you say every time you call. Go ahead.
Listen, that's you. That's why I called, because I felt when you were talking straight to me, huh? I ain't the only one. Yeah, you thought I wasn't going to call, bro? Stop it. Listen, man, check it out, man. This can't got nothing to do with Lance. A lot of it got to do with Lance, right? Because if you want to talk about it, he never got a fair shake, bro. And what I mean by that is Jimmy should have been, I'm not saying he's going to be an MVP. I'm not going to say he's going to be a dope quarterback. But what I did see with my own eyes, he a better quarterback now than he was when he was with the Niners, that he's under Harbaugh. But that's another story, bro. What I'm talking about is Jimmy should have been gone, bro, off the team. Period, point blank. Kyle's stuck in his ways. Dude don't never want to change. He gets saved by the other coaches around him. Dude's a good play caller, right? Sometimes, like, his first, like, 10 script plays are good. After that, bro, like, after the second quarter, that dude falls off the face of the earth, bro. So as far as him being a great coach, he's an okay coach. But he might be a great play caller within the 20 plays, bro. This has nothing to do with just Lance, bro. This has something to do with really Shanny. That's coming from me. Every other fan, Niner fan, bro, everybody else got their own feelings, Kyle. But I had to call in, bro, because I felt like you were talking to me, bro, so I had to call in.
Hell yeah. Thanks, TC.
Shout out, TC, man. We got Tristan Curry pulling up on us. Real quick, I want to check with you.
Me?
Yeah, with you.
Oh, boy.
With what TC just said. Because I don't think this is true at all. The fact that he insinuated that Kyle Shanahan liked Jimmy Garoppolo and that's why he stayed around.
Yeah, Kyle Shanahan couldn't, not true at all. Yeah,
as far as I know.
They couldn't trade him because Jimmy got shoulder surgery when he did.
Right.
And so it just made more sense to keep him around as a backup.
Like I said, you might know, but Jimmy Garoppolo was not Kyle Shanahan's guy.
They could not wait to get Jimmy Garoppolo out of there. Jimmy Garoppolo just knew that and hosed him with how he did his shoulder surgery.
Yeah.
When he did his shoulder surgery.
Is that our girl?
TK
from the Damian Barling compound studios?
That's crazy.
Is that correct?
What?
From the Damian Barling compound? Is that right?
I'm trying to fix this.
He's got a professional studio camera in there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get.
You need to go the other way. You need to go the other way.
You got to go to your left.
Yeah.
Right there. You're good.
Right there. Perfect.
There we go.
Stay there.
Yeah, right. Well, it's a very high chair.
Yeah.
So we're good though.
TK, we were just having this conversation about, we had a couple different conversations. I'll bring you into this one and then ask you another one. And then while you're here, I think it's good for you to be here while I ask Kyle the second question that I wanted to ask him earlier.
Oh.
But we were talking about Kyle Shanahan and we were trying to figure out, like, there is a big contingent of 49ers fans that do not like Kyle Shanahan. There was a question earlier on 95.7 The Game. They're like, who do you rather like or who would you rather have, Jim Harbaugh or Kyle Shanahan? And it was like overwhelming Harbaugh. Like, he's the people's champion. And I was like, man, I just don't understand why people don't like or appreciate Kyle Shanahan. Do you think it's the same thing nationally? Like, they, Kyle is looked at as like a...
I know it's not. I think what happens in the local little niche bubble that we're in is we see all the flaws of whatever is going on. And pretty much, unless you're just winning Super Bowl after Super Bowl or NBA championship after NBA championship, every single team, every coach has something that you don't like. Because that's just how it is. That's just, nobody's perfect. You don't like the way that someone makes halftime adjustments. Or maybe you feel like they don't do anything right that's scripted. Maybe they get to the big game and can't seem to win the big game. Maybe they never can get past the AFC championship. There are a lot of people in Buffalo that want Sean McDermott fired, which is like kind of absurd. And so for you guys that are in the Sacramento and the Bay Area folks, if you heard, well, Buffalo as a whole wants their head coach fired, you're like, wait, hold on, what?
Yeah, it seems crazy.
They just can't get past Patrick Mahomes. And right. So to a degree, that's kind of the same with the Niners. Just can't get past Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
So you may not like some of the things that he does. Clearly, this job has aged him immensely, the amount of stress and pressure that he's been under. And, like, let's be honest. Who is the best quarterback that Kyle Shanahan ever had?
Brock Purdy.
That's insane.
Am I wrong?
But no, but it is true. But that notion that we're still going to act like Brock Purdy is...
Watch yourself.
Josh Allen.
Well, no, come on.
Oh, or boy.
Act like... He won an MVP.
Yeah, well, that's
I don't
not.
Think Brock Purdy's winning an MVP ever. Or Lamar Jackson.
I think he's 28-1 right now.
He should have. I had an argument for him 2 years ago.
Yeah, but that's because we didn't expect him to do all of this. No, right?
Damn, they're better than everybody out there statistically.
He was the juice. It wouldn't have taken this long for him to be drafted in the draft. He would have been known. He came out of nowhere, a lot like Dak Prescott came out of nowhere and immediately succeeded. So to me, it's kind of like, unless you're Andy Reid, and now we're going to start, I bet you you're going to start chirps on Andy Reid as Travis Kelce gets older, as the defense maybe starts to go somewhere else, as they don't really have a running game, as Patrick Mahomes is getting beat up. He's always running for his life. There's going to be people being like, maybe we need to make a change. Maybe Andy's not it anymore.
Yep.
And that's just like what it is to be a fan. But just know that you could be a Dallas Cowboys fan. And know that nothing's going right, ever. It doesn't matter. And we would die. We would give up our whole mouth of teeth for Kyle Shanahan.
That reminds me of something else I wanted to ask you, too. I got about three things I wanted to ask you. But that leads to something else I was talking to Kyle about. We were talking about just kind of like the worst loss you've ever experienced as a sports fan. The last 49ers Super Bowl. I talked about it. It had me questioning why I even kind of watch sports the way I do. Like why do I do this? This is, I took a walk around the block at 9 o'clock at night on a Sunday. And it was just like, why? I'm really upset. Why am I doing this? I need to kind of reevaluate. Should I be a fan at all? Like, this is crazy. Like, that's how bad it was. Kyle said his was 2016 Game 7, Warriors, Cavs.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Do you have one, TK? Your worst loss you ever experienced as a sports fan?
I think there are a few. One of them in basketball was when Dame had 50-something points against the Denver Nuggets, and we had a bunch of scrubs around Dame, and CJ McCollum was on the line on the sideline when he caught a ball that he ends up shooting and we end up losing that game to the Nuggets in the most disastrous fashion.
Oh.
I think that was 2021. Hmm. And I was like, okay, well, maybe it was 2020, bubble year. I can't remember. It all kind of, that time all blends in together. And I was like, well, Dame should leave. Why do I even? Another one was just this last year in college football when we were undefeated, number one team in the country, and Arizona State was
Oregon. That's right.
Okay. Yes. Arizona State's on national television. So the Oregon game, it was on like ESPN2. You had to switch it over. You had to wait for the Arizona State game to end for you to like be able to watch the game.
Yeah.
And I got to turn the flicker on the game of the Oregon-Ohio State game. And it was just like a deep ball to Jeremiah Smith up 7-0, 10 seconds in the game. We went 3-and-out. They had another maybe 2-play drive it was 14-0.
It was brutal.
I think we're down like 36 points at halftime. I put my sweatshirt in my head and tied it up tight and was like, I think we need to deduct points from Ohio State. How few plays it's taking them.
I remember.
Are they really earning these touchdowns?
They really aren't. Okay. Something's not fair.
I remember watching that game just like doing mental and mathematic gymnastics to try to make it a game. Like it was like a 28 point game. I was like, oh, it's the start of the fourth. If they can get it to 21,
if they get a touchdown and stop it, a quick touchdown. That was tough. I think we're talking about this too, though. I think I would way rather get blown out in that kind of game, though.
No.
Here's my argument. The 2012 Super Bowl, Niners Ravens. When the lights went out, the Niners were getting smoked. And I just accepted, man, you know what? They just didn't play well today. That sucks. Like, that's a bad time to play bad. It sucks, but whatever. For them to come back and provide hope and to get to within 5 yards of taking the lead in that game, only to lose it, that ripped my heart out. That ripped my heart all the way out.
Both are really bad because Oregon's never really had a game where you're like, we were right there. I mean, you say the one against Auburn, and I went to that one as well. I was only my team has never been to a Super Bowl in my adult life. So yes, you're right. My team has never done anything on the magnitude of the Niners losing up. They're up 10 halftime.
Right, we don't got to bring up old stuff.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
This is insane.
What are we doing? See, Cole, don't listen to Cole. Cole got her talking crazy now.
This is rude.
So anyway. We play Auburn. I somehow get a ticket, and I swear I didn't even have one the day of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets were insane prices. I stayed with my grandma. It was in Glendale. Some guy, his girlfriend or something, got stuck in an accident on the freeway, couldn't make it to the game, so he gave me the ticket for face value.
No way.
He was like, how much will you pay for this? Because I kept walking around being like, hey, do you know anyone who has an extra ticket? Do you know anyone? And probably five people into, hey, do you know? Which is like the worst idea. How do you have the gumption to believe?
I need a ticket.
You're going to get a ticket the day of the game just by walking around asking, hey, do you know? No. Bitch, I don't know anyone who has an extra ticket to the national championship game. Serious? And he goes, yeah, I think me. My girlfriend is stuck on the 10. I've been waiting on her for 2 hours. If she does not let me know that she's moving in the next 10 minutes, it is yours. I was like, done. I'll wait right here. I'm white on rice. And it was like 60 seconds. He goes, okay, I'm done. You can have it. How much money do you have?
Oh my goodness.
And I go, oh man, I've got like $750, which tickets were going for like $1,900.
Oh my goodness.
And I'm like, I have $750. I think I had $900. And he was like, how about $350? And I was like, done.
Get out.
Right here you go.
That's crazy.
That is fire.
And me and like,
to go watch Cam Newton in college.
Stu Jackson. He went to Oregon. I think he played either basketball or football. I don't know. He was old.
Sounds
old
familiar.
He was with Stu Jackson, and me and Stu ended up sharing some chicken strips. So he's like, he was like, hey, do you don't even care where these tickets are at? And I was like, no, I actually just want to get in the game. He goes, where do you think they are? And I go, 400 level, 300 level. And he goes, no, these tickets are really good. I will murder you if you resell them. And I go, what? I'm not going to resell a ticket. I'm telling you, I'm walking around.
I just got it.
It's a lanyard. It's like laminated.
Oh, yeah.
50-yard line on the 16th row.
Get
$150. And
that's
so I
so tight.
Just lose to Auburn. And there was a play where the running back number 5 wasn't – he was down. Mm-hmm. They didn't call him down. Mm-hmm. And he took it to the house. We tackled him, but he was – they said he wasn't down, so he rolled
over. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Tie game at the time, right? I think that would have made it like a third and long situation.
Is that Kerryon Johnson?
It sounds right. It sounds right.
And we couldn't stop them. And that was the one drive that we had them on the ropes. Mm. And that was like, ugh, that was probably the worst, more so than the one last year, because being there is even worse. And then what made it insult to injury was that all these Auburn fans who you think are going to be not very nice, couldn't ask for a better team to play. Wouldn't want to play y'all tomorrow, I'll tell you that. Sometimes we probably win 5, y'all probably win 5. And you're like, oh my God, I hate this.
Oh, no. So nice and complimentary. That don't do nothing for me. I'd rather you not talk to me.
Y'all played really hard. Y'all done.
Oh.
Okay.
Just super. Goodbye. Sounds so condescending.
Yeah, goodbye.
Y'all played hard.
Couldn't ask for a nicer team to play. Y'all ducks. Y'all did y'all best. I tell you what, we'll want to play y'all tomorrow.
They say Oregon. God.
Yeah, Oregon.
Shout out. It's crazy. War Eagle, I guess. I don't support War Eagle. I'm not a supporter.
No. Oh, okay.
Fans screaming in my face with their Jameson breath all day.
That's
over
Kenny's
that.
People.
Who?
LSU fans.
Well, I'm an LSU supporter.
They're the worst. Yeah,
I'm an LSU supporter. Shout out. Go Tigers. You already know how it's spelled. Go Tigers.
Hey, I know you guys have talked about this probably multiple times on this program, but Trista, I have not gotten to talk to you about this, and we don't have to dive deep on it. I just want to congratulate you on Dame being back in Portland. That's my favorite thing that's happened this offseason. That was such a cool thing. I'm so happy about that.
This to Damian in person. I go, you know, I can stop just blatantly ricochet shotting Dame on every.
Oh, she didn't miss an opportunity either. For 2 years, she didn't miss an opportunity.
Anytime it was someone running from the grind, I would bring up Dame. Every time it was a guard who couldn't play defense, remember Dame? I wouldn't miss a chance to be like, well, that's what Dame said when he was 10 toes down.
Trae Young, you know, I mean, yeah, he's a good ball player. He doesn't play defense. Kind of in the same vein as Damian Lillard.
Yeah, they're like, no one's even talking about the Bucks. Anytime the Bucks were sliding down the standings, which happened a lot, or like all the Doc Rivers stuff, I relished in it. Oh, my God, chef's kiss. Wouldn't want to be living in Milwaukee right now, I tell you that. Mm,
but now it's all good. It's a nice little welcome
I
back,
honestly man. Cried. I'm not going to lie. I shed a tear. I had been with the Blazers front office the night before, and they didn't let anything. We probably hung out for like 6 hours till the wee hours, just chatting about like catching up. And one of the guys I went to college with, so we've known each other since I was like 19. Mm-hmm. So we've, you know, highs and lows. And I see the Shams tweet, and I call him again. I'm like, what? What's going on? And he goes, TK, what's up?
Oh, come on.
And I go, don't do that. What is happening right now? And he goes, well, the reason I didn't want to tell you is because apparently like Dame's camp was going to do this cute little walker video. And sure enough, it came out like 2 hours later. They were late on it. And I was like, but Shams scooped it. Okay. You could have let me know. And he's like, And then he told me this whole story about how like Dame came by the facility and had never gone in since the trade. Mm-hmm. He had like been by in the off season because he's always lived in the off season in the Portland area. And so he goes in and it's like this amazing emotional moment, almost like the mending of the fences. and they had started, and that had been, I think it was right before he got bought and stretched and waived. Pause. And he anytime it's stretched and stretched.
Absolutely. Those are the rules.
Those are the rules. So, and from then on, they had been kind of like working towards trying to figure something out. And when he got let go from the Bucks, I was like, you know, call me crazy, but wouldn't it be kind of cool to have Dame back? And my friend was like, yeah, but like, what would be the real purpose of that? And I was like, because it's Dame. Because right. cool. it's Dame. There's no star. I don't know. Let me ask you guys. Is there another star that's as synonymous with their city?
Steph Curry.
Steph.
That if he left, you would like be like, I don't care what the reason is that hasn't won a ring. That like, I don't care what the reason is. I don't care what the financial situation is. This player belongs here. Like, we're not even going to talk about the time in Milwaukee. We're like, those 2 years.
It's going to be a weird thing.
I don't think it's on the same level. I think Dame is probably number one. But I think if Russell Westbrook went back to OKC.
Or Luka. If Luka just like 2 years from now.
Yeah.
If Luka like got somehow waived. And he just decided to go back to the Mavs. He'd be like, okay, we'll just like that LA time. Mm-hmm. We're just going to let that go. That's like, we know you didn't really want to go. And I truthfully do not believe that in his heart, based on everything that I've spoken, everybody that I've spoken to and what they've all collectively told me, is he was like, I don't really want to go. Mm-hmm. And then the agent kind of was like, but you for your legacy, you kind of got like, where are they really going? And you know how people are, they're fanning the flames. And they're like, oh, well, they won't support you. They're not surrounding you with anybody.
I have two to throw into that mix. I think Devin Booker's there.
Mm-hmm.
It would be weird if Devin Booker played somewhere else other than Phoenix.
I think
and then for life. Has Jalen Brunson gotten there with the Knicks?
It's close. It's really close.
No, he wasn't drafted there.
Oh, is that they have to be there?
Been there their whole year. Okay.
That's the only way.
Got it. Okay.
You feel that level of like, well,
got you.
The Dame years outside of Portland just don't make any sense.
Yeah. I got you. All right. Third question I wanted to ask Trista. And I don't remember. We might have talked about this. I don't remember. We'll see. Kyle, I don't know if you were around when I talked about this either, so this might be news to you. But I said something last week. And when you talk about these top four quarterbacks in the NFL, they're just great. Like, they're all great. Mahomes, Allen, Lamar, and I put Joe Burrow in that class.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you didn't put Brock Purdy in that category? You didn't put him in there?
No.
He's
top 10, though. He's top 10. He's a top 10 quarterback.
That's how y'all were talking like 5 minutes ago, is that he was like going to be in that top four.
We were?
No, I don't think we were talking like that. I don't think we were talking like that. I think those four are.
I said Josh Allen. He's no Josh Allen. You're like,
Oh, I was doing a bit.
Well, I
was like, obviously he's not.
That's what I was saying. Like, that's unfair. Like, that's one of the best players in the game.
Jesse and I argue about this.
I believe on one of the shows, we got to keep receipts, y'all, that like, how much different is Brock Purdy really than Josh Allen?
No. So after the Super Bowl year or during that playoffs or whatever, I thought Brock and Josh Allen were a lot closer than people gave it credit for. Brock's production was creme de la creme. Like, he's with the top. Brock Purdy was a top five, top three MVP candidate that year.
The way it gets judged, though, right, is if you flip them, the 49ers win probably 15 or 16 games.
Yeah, instead of 13.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and they win the Super Bowl.
Right. So that's what I was talking about. Last year, I was saying the same thing. And going into that season, I was saying the same thing. Josh Allen elevated. Josh Allen went to another level for me personally, where I was like, okay, yeah, that's not really a conversation right now. He's separated in my eyes from guys like Brock Purdy. So I gave him that, but I don't think you guys are going to like what I said next, though.
Until Brock Purdy throws a touchdown pass while the 49ers are trailing with less than 4 minutes to go, he doesn't get to be anywhere near that conversation for me.
That's
He's got a lot to prove for me still.
That's fine. Now, I don't think you guys are going to like what I'm about to say.
Great.
I don't think Trista is. last week, I was sitting here and I was thinking about these guys and thinking about the quarterbacks and all this other stuff. And I looked at Lamar Jackson. And I said, Lamar Jackson, as just the talent of a quarterback, is everything they try to say Josh Allen and Pat Mahomes are. Lamar Jackson might be the best talent we've ever seen at that position. You know, when people talk about like Josh Allen, well, you know, he can pass and he can run that thing, and he can, but he don't run it like Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson was almost a 1,000-yard rusher last year. Josh Allen had like 500 yards rushing.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar Jackson is like literally the one that can pass at an elite level and can run at an elite level.
Mm-hmm.
To me, he is the best quarterback in football. No. The Bills got better when Josh Allen took a step back. That's not get on my back, guys.
Mm.
When it was like, hey, let's take the ball out of his hands a little bit and let's run the ball a little bit more with Cook, that's when they started to elevate. Lamar, the Ravens elevate when Lamar go off.
You mean when Lamar gets Derrick Henry?
That's good too. He still ran for 1,000 yards.
I think,
that's like the third best rushing total of his career.
I love, by the way, first and foremost, let me just for the record say, I have always loved Lamar. I think I've shared the story before, but I'll share it again because it's good enough to share multiple times. When we were at the little kids camp before Lamar got drafted, and I saw the Bleacher Report article that came out, anonymous GM says Lamar Jackson, when he throws, he hopes. And he was by himself after this kids camp, hadn't been drafted yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, did you see this report? Anonymous GM says, when you throw, you hope. What's your response to that? And he goes, how many TDs I have in Louisville? Psh, that's a lot of hoping, huh? That's a lot of hoping. And ever since then, I'm like, this is my guy. I love Lamar. I think he's immensely talented.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really hard on the margins to say who's better than who.
All right.
But when it's you at the crib at M&T in a playoff game against the Chiefs, you cannot lose that game.
Can't.
Who else lost at home against the Chiefs?
The Bills lost against the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
That's why for me, the second level below Mahomes is, that was a kid, I think, a pan fell.
Hope everybody's okay.
Is Joe Burrow. Is because when Joe Burrow has gone up against Mahomes, without any shenanigans and late hitting going on, because let's be honest, that second time that they played Mahomes, they should have won that game.
Yep.
Joe Burrow elevates,
and
he does insane things.
Mm-hmm.
But you're talking about like little tiny.
It's nitpicks.
Yeah.
Nitpicks.
That's why I say they're all.
The only wrong take for me is that one is clearly better than the other. I will say on the rushing side, Josh Allen has 27 rushing touchdowns the last 2 years. Yeah. Lamar has 33 in his career.
Yeah, that's a little Dak Prescott.
Lamar goes for half a more yard per attempt than Josh Allen does. Lamar's more volume.
The rushing things, and shout out to Dane Barling because he brought this up and I thought this was a good point. When they're at the 2 yard line, the Bills are doing what? Getting the ball to Josh Allen. A lot of times, so he can run the ball and run it in the end zone. When the Ravens are at the 2 yard line, where are they going?
They go to the running back.
So that's why I think.
I think it's just a
discrepancy between the yards ran and the touchdowns.
It's just different skill sets. It's a fullback versus a halfback.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to count for 27 touchdowns on the ground, that means something.
He's a load. Josh Allen, load.
Yes, he's a hoss.
Josh Allen,
that's a
Josh
big
Allen
old
is,
dude.
Josh
They're
Allen
both
is
awesome.
Fantastic.
I would take either one on my team.
100%. My outlook and kind of my thought is, and you guys tell me if this is wrong or not, but not that he wasn't able to do it before, because he did. He's got some insane numbers as far as, you know, what he's done in the last couple years. But last year, when the Bills So we're going to pull back from Josh Allen a little bit. That's when they got better. And that is not, hey, put him on my back, I'm going to carry us here. Like, yeah, you're the leader and all this other stuff, but production-wise, in that game against against Baltimore, I think he was like 12 or 16 for 127 yards. Mm-hmm. People say, get on his back, he going to lead you, and he's going to production-wise take you. No, that's what Lamar does. That's not what Josh Allen does.
That's what Lamar sometimes does, and that's why they got him Derrick Henry. And they got better when they got Derrick Henry to help out. And so what it really was with Josh Allen, because let's be honest, we've seen what happens when he puts a team on his back. The fact that they didn't get the ball at all in overtime against the Chiefs, and he scored as fast as he did, bing, bang, boom, and they were just going tit for tat that playoff.
Joe Burrow also beat his ass when they put the ball in his hand too.
Joe Burrow is insane. Joe Burrow is insane. I was at that game in Buffalo where they were just mountains.
That's right.
Of
I remember you saying that. Yeah, yeah.
On their head. And so you look at what Josh can do. You just don't want him to have to do that all the time. I don't think any quarterback should have to do that. But let's be real. They didn't want to give the ball to Stephon Diggs as many times as they were giving them the ball. They want to give the ball to spread the sugar around, get it to Dalton Kincaid, get into Dawson Knox, get the ball to James Cook. They got a new offensive coordinator. He got fired. Then they brought in somebody else. And then it's like, okay, we got to kind of like be a little bit more unpredictable. Same thing with the Chiefs. Like the Chiefs, when they were at their best, they were very unpredictable. One day it's Rashee Rice. Another day it's Juju Smith-Schuster. Mm-hmm. In the playoffs, you go when it's crunch time to Travis Kelce, and he puts the team on his back. And Mahomes can obviously run a lot in the postseason himself, but all the great teams are built on versatility.
Mm-hmm.
I love this group of quarterbacks. I really do. It's so fascinating.
Lamar was so good last year.
He was insane last year.
His numbers are ridiculous.
He was insane. But these four, I mean, I think this is it's so fascinating to watch. I kind of love that they're all in the AFC, obviously for selfish reasons, but the fact that like it feels like every year it's going to be those guys vying for these legacy type wins. Mm-hmm. I just think it's dope. These four and Joe Burrow. I'm kind of with you. The other day I got a little nitpicky because I said I think Joe Burrow might be the best pure passer in the game. The best pure pass. Like when you talk about throwing that thing, Joe might be the best. And then you've got Patrick Mahomes.
They have something that they do better than everyone else, right? And like. Some of them are just really, really clutch. Some of them are better pure passers. Some of them have the best deep ball. Some of them are impossible to take down. Mm-hmm. Some of them, like Lamar, incredibly elusive. I mean, you just really can't compare. It's just too tough. And everything that you need from the quarterback position. And I think we haven't even talked about somebody who's going to be top five, which is Jaden Daniels. Because Jaden Daniels has the thing, which is clutchability. To be able to do what he did as many times as he did it, where it's 5 seconds left and I'm sitting there being like, I truly believe they can win this game. Not like, what could happen? I believe it. Like, he's going to throw a dot down into the touchdown. It's game over. And he just delivered. And I hated the way that Eagles game played out because I felt like there were so many little things that got in their way, whether that were penalties and turnovers and fumbles and things that were not Jaden Daniels' fault, really, because they were kind of going pound for pound with the chances. Yeah. So I think Jaden Daniels would be in that tier soon as well.
And TK, watch out for my boy Brock Purdy. That's all the time we have for today.
Good Lord, this guy.
TK, I appreciate you, man. Have safe travels back up to Portland, man. You enjoyed your time in SAC real quick?
I did. Everybody keeps saying I got tan, but I think it's just the camera.
Well, that is
what happens when you go to
that
dance
is
house.
Like a $10,000 camera, probably. Something like that. Something rich. Yeah. Something rich.
Got a whole camera crew in there right now.
Yeah. Appreciate you, TK. Tell everybody say we said what's up, man. See, appreciate TK. You, bro.
Thank you.
Right. Trista Crick, Heat
the best
podcast.
The very best.
That's my girl right there. My girl TK. We're going to come back, and I didn't even get to my fourth question, which was more for you anyway.
Great.
So we'll talk about that. I do want to talk about the baseball realignment stuff because it's getting spooky.
It's weird.
It's getting real spooky. So I want to talk about that.
Sacramento might be screwed.
Let's talk about it. Jason Jones also at 320. We're kind of just cooking here, man. We vibing on this Tuesday. On this Tuesday afternoon is D-Lo and KC on ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, I mean, let's just keep talking. There was a discussion during the break. Jesse, who doesn't ever say anything, just really quiet, just, you know, doesn't say anything during the show. He actually got the courage to actually say something during the break. And Kyle just said, shut up. I'm going to tell you why you're wrong.
That's not what I said at all.
I don't think that's true about me either.
What did you?
Well, no, yeah, I was trying to paint you as the baby face.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
What did you, Jesse, say?
I said Joe Burrow is my pick to win MVP, and Kyle's like, that's whatever.
No, that's not what I said. I said I have a take about that take.
Shut up, producer.
My take about that take, which, yeah, why is your mic on? No, my take about that take is that I don't think it's up to Joe Burrow if he wins MVP.
Okay, yeah. So break that down.
If the Bengals give up 50 points a game again, and they go 8-9 because they were only able to score 48 points a game, he's not going to win MVP.
I said this morning on the Insiders that if the defense is able to just give up 30 a game and they're able to score 35, then we got it.
What do they got to win? 10? They just got to make the playoffs, right?
Yeah,
Joe Burrow puts up the numbers he put up last year.
Yeah, just playoffs.
Yeah, I'm like pencil Joe Burrow in for 4,500 yards and 40 touchdowns and single digit picks.
If Trey Hendrickson doesn't get his deal and it's just kind of wishy washy on the defense all year, and Burrow gets him to the playoffs, I think he's easy MVP.
Trey Hendrickson, who reports yesterday had that Bengals are listening, potentially willing. You know how these go.
Yeah,
potentially willing to listen to trade proposals.
They're far apart on guaranteed money right now.
Can I tell you a thing I'm out on with reports?
What's that?
A thing that could happen. I'm so out. We've seen that so much with the Kings and Warriors and Kuminga and
well, we got
all that stuff.
That report, and then also the Patriots are willing to part with a top pick for a player that'll make them better.
I almost
threw that in the rundown. I was like, no, this is kind of stupid.
The other one is like, such and such player is available for multiple first round picks. Yeah, almost. There's like 10 players in the league who aren't available for multiple first round picks.
Right.
Like, what are we doing? But yeah, thing that could happen. Jonathan Kuminga could do this. Okay, tight. Thanks. He could also not do that.
Yeah. And the Warriors could be open to possibly moving.
Right. The Warriors could decide to keep him. Okay.
Shout out to 2025. Shout out to the Twitter era. You know what I'm saying? I don't think these things would happen in newspapers.
No.
This wouldn't happen in newspapers.
No.
Yeah. But.
Only know what could happen.
We have radio shows, and these things help the radio shows.
That's absolute facts. I'm going to tell you everything I think about things that could happen. Absolutely.
Right. So I'm with it. Okay. Short segment, so I don't want to get necessarily started on the baseball thing because that might go for a while. Let me ask you this. This also might go for a while, too. Jesse, you might have some thoughts about this, too.
Worst comes to worst, just say something.
Yeah. Let me get my confidence here.
I didn't listen to the podcast, so forgive me. I don't know the exact context of what was argued, what was said, but I saw the caption. I was like, this is actually pretty good. Jeff Teague on Club 520. I believe they were having a debate about who was better, Klay Thompson or Paul George.
Ooh.
And I said, I don't know if that's exactly what they were doing, but this sounds like a good idea. Because that's a hell, that's a
this,
nice little
this
debate
comes down
right
to
there.
This to me is a in the same vein as the this is not which player is better. It's in the same group of thing. This is not, but this is a discussion that was that. Would you rather have Draymond Green's career or Charles Barkley's career? Like, would you rather be a ostensibly a role player and a great defender? Like, not trying to take anything away from Draymond, but he was not the guy, but he was part of four title teams. Right. Or would you rather be the guy who, hey, you know what, you just never got over the hump and didn't win a title?
Well, check this out.
So this is, to me, because Paul George, to me, is a better player, flat out. Okay. Like, you cannot argue to me with what Paul George did and what he was asked to do. With Indiana specifically, as such a young player, Klay was not asked to do those same things. Klay is great because of the role that he played within the Warriors ecosystem.
What if I told you that Klay Thompson was the second greatest shooter of all time, though?
Yeah, no, that's no, sure.
That's fine. At one point, Reggie Miller was the greatest shooter of all time. That didn't make him better than Clyde Drexler.
Yeah, and I'm not saying necessarily Klay's better, but, I mean, if we're going off to, like, Klay's the second best shooter of all time, though, like in an era where just all they do is shoot now.
Paul George a better scorer than Klay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he is. Here's
and they're both awesome defensively.
Yes. Here's where the argument would happen for me. Not necessarily what has actually happened in their careers, but for Klay specifically, what could have happened. There are people who believe that if Klay wasn't in Golden State, he could be a franchise player on a team. A number one like Paul George was in Indiana.
I watched Klay Thompson dribble the ball enough times to know that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think Klay could get his own shot.
But I think that's the argument. I think people believe, like, they if you're having that argument, it's not.
You think he could do tween-tween?
I'm not as good as Paul George.
That's it.
That's how I feel. But there are people who believe, given his own team, he could have been even greater.
Okay. And there's a lot of people, I'm sure, smarter basketball person than me believes that. Cool. I never saw anything Klay Thompson did in terms of putting the ball on the deck and creating his shot. He'll attack a closeout. He'll find space on a back cut. But it was never like, get Klay the ball and get out of the way it was to Paul George. Like, Klay was never orchestrating the offense. And this is not, I hate this stuff because I'm not trying to. Klay's amazing. He's a Hall of Famer through and through. The Warriors aren't the Warriors without him. Without question, hands down. But when you look at what Paul George is asked to do, now I don't think you could swap Clay and Paul George. I don't think the Warriors would be the Warriors if you did that. Mm-hmm. I don't think they'd be better. Mm-hmm. I think Clay fit perfectly into that role because he didn't need to put the ball on the deck to be effective. Mm-hmm. He didn't need to do a lot of his own creating. Mm-hmm. Like, no, he's just.
Do you guys
be a?
Do you guys think game is different? It's a different time. I understand that, but do you believe that Klay Thompson could have had the impact and the success that a Reggie Miller had? Reggie Miller got to the finals. Reggie Miller, they centered the team around Reggie Miller, and they were able to get to the finals. They were able to be perennial conference finals type teams. Do you think Klay Thompson could have had that career on his own?
Well, how could Reggie put the ball on the deck and get a bucket?
No.
Then yeah. If I didn't watch Reggie, so I'm asking you, I guess.
I don't know if either one of you guys watched Reggie.
I know, yeah. Either. Reggie was.
How about this?
Very, very young.
Well, it's like if the Pacers' offense was just get Reggie open and he'll knock down the three. I mean, that's simple. It's not just that simple, but I think Klay Thompson can do that. Like, Klay Thompson, yeah, he's as good a shooter as Reggie Miller was.
And I don't know if you guys saw this guy that much either, but what about Ray Allen? I think Ray Allen.
Ray was better.
Early Ray Allen was sick.
Ray could handle the ball a little bit better, mm-hmm. create a little bit better. When he got to Seattle, he was more of catch and shoot. He ran it off of screens.
I just
stuff
don't
like that.
This might be an insane take, but this is just. I don't think Clay had those movement skills on offense. I don't think that was
way.
In his bag.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
That's not a knock on the guy.
Peak Ray Allen was better than. Oof. Was it better than Klay Thompson?
Ray Allen wasn't the defender that Klay was.
Klay is a defender, and that's where Paul George is a great defender in his own right, though. But Klay as a defender was a monster for a 6-year stretch.
Here's where nuance comes in. Would Klay be able to play defense at that level if everything centered around him on the offensive end?
Mm. I don't know. Because I think if everything centered around him on the offensive end, it wouldn't look a lot different than it did in Golden State. It'd be get Klay open and get in the ball.
Yeah, but you got to handle the ball now too. You got to be the one.
That's the thing is I don't think there's a version of Klay mm-hmm. where he's the number one option in an offense where he's creating because I don't think he can do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I like Klay a lot. I love his game, but I think Paul George was a better player.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was a better player.
That's the right take, I think.
Yeah, I think, but it's not. But Klay had a better career,
absolutely,
by a lot,
absolutely.
And somebody else said, like, Game 6 Klay is a thing. They were in the finals in 2016. They didn't flame out in the conference finals because of Klay. They were going to win Game 6 of the 2019 finals because of Klay. Like, there's what's Paul George's signature moment? Besides getting a 40-footer dotted in his eye by Dame.
Dunking on Birdman. Birdman, Birdman!
Sure. I guess just, so it just, yeah.
Shout out PG. Shout out Klay, man. I love both of those guys, man.
Yep.
I want to talk some. I don't know if we can do that. It's be a second time today. I want to talk a little baseball when we come back because Rob Manfred.
I'll ask Miller if that's cool.
Just check. He's rumored, and he said it on his own validity, to be doing some potentially wild things in the
volition?
Game of baseball.
On his own volition.
On volition.
Yeah.
Do some wild things in baseball. And I'm not a fan of it. We'll talk about it. We'll break it all down. It's D'Lo and Casey, ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back here on this Tuesday afternoon, Sacramento, California, 916, stand up, dealing with KC, got my main man Kyle Madsen with me, and I want to remind you guys about my people over at Prize Picks, because yesterday, I didn't get the lineup in time. That's my bad. I would have won that one for sure, but I didn't get it done, but I'm on it today. Mm-hmm. I'm on it today.
Yo.
And I got my boy Scooble. They got him at 7 strikeouts. They're going up against the Astros. I'm going with less. Trey Turner, he's a demon at 1.5 hits.
Trey Turner's on demon time?
He's on demon time. Give me more. My girl Asia Wilson. It's a Taco Tuesday.
Ayo.
For my girl Asia Wilson. 19.5 points. Go ahead and give me that. I'll take the more. And then Sabrina Ionescu. They're going up against the Lynx today. Lynx going to be...
It's a good team.
They might go to work on the Liberty, who Stewie is still out, I believe. So that's going to be an issue. But Sabrina going to have 18 points. I'm going with more on that. If you want to get down, go ahead. Download the Prize Picks app. Put in the promo code KIFM. You get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. You don't even have to win. It's not about wins or losses in that situation. Just put in the promo code KIFM. And you get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. Now, you must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for more details. Prize Picks, run your game. Securing the Bagley with his first win of the season. All right, we got a new name on the list. Securing the Bagley with his first win of the season. Congrats to him. Zay on our list here, Jesse. Woo, he got to step his game up. He was fifth.
Step up your game.
Dude, that one's tough though, because they all just pop up at the same time.
And Chatty House after party. We don't want any. I'm starting to wonder if your situation is a little Photoshop. He keeps bringing these screenshots of how he was first. So you just first every day.
And then he's not in StreamYard.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Wow. Maybe you should be Chatty House before party if you want to.
That's a good one.
Got him. Zap.
I'm just saying, you know, we may the Board of Governors may have to talk about this, because you're putting the league in a bad light with this erroneous screenshot.
Do we ban him right now? Do we want to ban him?
Well, we've let him know. We've sent warnings to his representatives.
Oh, that's good right there.
But
thanks.
Let's settle down. And also, Zabo asked, why are you targeting me for? Hey, people want to know what the defending champion's going to do.
Yeah.
Many people are wondering if Father Time has gotten to Zabo.
Is Zabo still impacting winning? That's what we want to know. Hey, Tarek Skubal hasn't faced the Astros yet this year. Does that make you feel better or worse about his chances?
That would make me feel worse.
I'm going to see if he played him.
Astros, they're gonna swing a hot bat today. I think they're going to handle business and not get 7+ strikeouts.
They don't strike out a lot.
They can strike out 6 times a day. That's perfectly reasonable. Just keep it there. Keep it there.
Skubal, this is a point, Kenny.
Thank you.
12 2/3. This is against the Astros last year. 12 2/3 in 2 starts, 9 strikeouts.
Shout out to the Astros. I don't hate the Astros the way everybody else does.
People need to get over that.
Yeah, I'm past it. I saw an Astros throwback at Hack Club at the Great Mall this weekend. I was like, ooh.
Still really good, even without the trash cans. Really good. Get over it. It's fine.
Really, and they didn't have the trash cans on the road. Won a game 7 in Chavez Ravine.
Like, the Dodgers lost those World Series because they're the Dodgers at the time.
It was annoying.
They got over the hump. The Yankees lost because they're the Yankees.
It was annoying because they were doing such a good job of player development and just bringing up all these dudes who were just awesome. And to find out, and then they made savvy free agent signings and trades, and they just built this juggernaut. And then to find out, also they had this advantage. I'm like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
God.
They literally did what everybody wants the Kings to do.
Cheat.
Go ahead. But they punted on, 3 seasons.
Yep.
And said, just going to be awful. We're going to lose 100+ games.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to pay off when we have all these great prospects. And it actually worked. Mm-hmm. They actually did it.
They successfully tanked in Major League Baseball.
Now the question is, do you think that the Astros would be able to consistently year in and year out win the Southwest Division?
Who else would be in that division, Kenny?
The Royals, the Cardinals, and the Rangers. Proposed by Jim Bowden. That's what I thought. Proposed by him. Not proposed. He's just speculating on the realignment that seems to be circling around baseball talks.
Yeah.
Rob Manfred was on the broadcast of Sunday Night Baseball the other night alluding to mass realignment where it's a lot more regional. And I think this is an awful idea.
Yeah.
This is an awful idea. Now, I understand your perspective as an A's fan. And that doesn't mean you can't, think without being biased.
To hell with baseball.
But I understand your perspective as an A's fan.
Sure.
And that situation is awful. And that is going to be what Rob Manfred is remembered for.
Mm-hmm.
But he's done some good things with the game.
Sure.
I like the Ghost Runner.
Hang on. That's fine. I don't want to argue about that. It's not a Ghost Runner. There's a real runner there. Call it something else. The Ghost Runner is when you don't have enough people to play baseball, so you hit and go, okay, I got a Ghost Runner on first.
I like the already there runner.
There you go.
Okay.
Last out.
Huh?
The last out runner.
Last out runner.
There the LOR, nice. I like that.
Oh, hey, we got to review. Hey, that's it. We got to review.
The LOR. The LOR.
So you like the LOR runner?
I like the LOR.
He's got 3 runs this season as the LOR.
That's a new stat.
Yeah, that's sick.
I like that. I like the pitch clock.
Pitch clock is objectively a win for baseball.
Yeah. I'm not crazy about expanding the playoffs, but it has kind of helped. It's had a positive impact with people being interested later in the year. Like, I think the Giants are finished. They're 5.5 games out of the third wild card. Like, it gives me a reason to be like,
all right. They win 10 out of 11. You're like, all
right,
we're back.
Right, right. So, and that's all under his watch. Outside of the A's thing, which is his legacy. That I don't care how many good things I talk about he's done.
Sure.
The A's situation is his legacy in a bad way. So I say all that to say, if I'm looking at it, he has had some vision and done some good things with baseball. I give him credit for just the shift in thought process with how the game is promoted, the media, sure. the MLB Network, embracing a little bit of a younger generation. Like, it's under his watch. I'm not saying he's the one.
We still can't show baseball highlights on YouTube, but fine.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we ran into that issue the other day.
Yeah, we sure did.
That's crazy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.